From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is making a rare primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm Americans' fears about terrorist attacks and to lay out the United States' campaign against a broader threat of terrorism. He also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's mass shooting in California, where U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife killed 14 people and wounded another 21 in a hail of gunfire at a holiday gathering of local government workers in San Bernardino. To see and hear President Obama's speech, visit voanews.com for our live stream at 1 hour Universal Time. Meanwhile, Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan, the Pakistani Interior Minister, Sunday said there was no link between the woman involved in the mass shooting in Southern California and extremists in Pakistan. Khan said Pakistan has offered assistance to the U.S. in their ongoing investigation into the shooting. Khan says, we have offered complete legal assistance, which is our international responsibility. Whenever the other side, the United States, concerned, asks us, we will provide complete legal assistance, and it's very limited. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. In comments to a cabinet meeting, Mr. Netanyahu said Israel will not be a binational state, but in order to have peace, the other side needs to decide that it wants peace as well. And unfortunately, that's not what we are witnessing. VOA News. Rival faction in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end a political deadlock that has crippled the country for years. If approved by the parliaments of the internationally recognized government based in Tobruk and its opposition in Tripoli, the deal announced in Tunisia Sunday will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Assad said Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone and that the only strikes that have been effective are those Russia has done since launching its Syrian campaign in September. Venezuela's opposition coalition is hoping to win legislative power at the polls Sunday in the bloc's attempt to take control of the National Assembly. Analysts say the vote is widely seen as a referendum on the socialist economic policies of the late President Hugo Chavez and his hand-picked successor, current President Nicolas Maduro. French voters are going to the polls Sunday to elect regional leaders, and it's widely speculated that Marine Le Pen's far-right anti-immigration National Front Party will make political gains against the ruling Socialist Party. That's Marine Le Pen speaking to reporters after casting her ballot today. She says, I'm confident, but mostly I'm calm. One needs to be calm on election day, and now the future of the region is in the hands of the voters. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande's personal approval ratings have soared with his hardline stance since the terrorist attacks, but his party's ratings remain low. Actor and former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sunday met China's chief negotiator at the COP21 climate talks in Paris. Schwarzenegger called on all parties to be more collaborative and to go beyond political beliefs and ideology.
Let's just figure out what can we all do to really get the mass, the people, ordinary people involved. Because government cannot do anything by themselves. It's all nonsense.
Discussions over a potential global deal to curb greenhouse gas emissions were continuing Sunday ahead of the next high-level round of negotiations that began on Monday. Germany's vice chancellor says Saudi Arabia runs a risk of alienating its Western allies because the Saudis continue to support fundamentalist mosques around the world. He says such mosques serve as breeding grounds for extremism. You can read more details on that and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.